Welcome to the Relationship and Wellness Podcast with Nicola Beer. Nicola runs transformational breakthrough programs for individuals and couples and has several award-winning audio programs. She also runs a holistic life therapist certification program where you can get paid to guide clients to profound change and work from the comfort of your own home. For details, visit www.nicolabeer.com today. Please note, places are limited and are available on first-come, first-served basis. Welcome to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer, a full show of tips and practical strategies to repair, rebuild, and strengthen your relationship. If you are currently stuck, wondering if your marriage can be saved, or you know you want to save it but don't know how to go about changing it, this show is for you. To book your free marriage strategy session with Nicola, get the free marriage ebook or donate. If you are enjoying the show and want to help keep it flowing, visit www.nicolabeer.com.
Hi and welcome, so happy you're here. I'm going to be talking today about shisha addiction and smoking addiction because it can really affect couples, especially if one person hates it, the other person loves it, and it can also impact, obviously, a person if they feel like a failure because they want to quit and they're not able to quit. And there can be social aspects to this as well, attraction aspects. So I wanted to create a podcast episode for you on this. I haven't created one on or included in this weed addiction because that's a really different thing that I deal with. It can affect people in a lot of different ways, from becoming more lazy or just wanting holidays where they can smoke, and that can cause distance between a couple. So if you're interested in an article or a podcast on that, then just email me nb@nicolabeer.com and I'm happy to create one if it's going to help the listeners. So let me share with you straight away that I used to have a smoking addiction and I did hypnosis. Thankfully, after several attempts to quit smoking, I was successful 13 years ago. It was easy because I used hypnotherapy and released my negative self-talk and stress that I had that was underlying the need to escape with smoking. In fact, being able to overcome a smoking addiction can happen with many different tools. So if you're listening to this and you're thinking, well, I don't like hypnotherapy, or I don't believe in hypnotherapy, or it doesn't match my religious views, then I'm going to be giving some tips as well on how to change a habit or reduce a habit if you really have that motivation to do so. And let me just share that I quit using hypnotherapy, and that's actually how I got into the journey of using hypnotherapy, because I realized the power of our mindset and our beliefs that create our life. And that's what I'm going to be training in when I'm doing my holistic life therapy training course. And it's just so powerful, because if you believe that smoking is a benefit for you, it's good for you, it helps you, and you've been telling yourself that for a long time, or it's not that bad, it's my only one vice, it helps me with stress, there's worse things I can do. If you really have reinforced those beliefs, you've been telling yourself it's bringing loads of benefits to you, and then it's going to be hard for you to quit. So when I did hypnotherapy, and I'll share a little bit more about my story with smoking in a bit, I listened to the recording over 30 times in 1 month. And some days I would listen to it multiple times at the beginning. And that's why I really believe in hypnotherapy, because we need to reprogram the mind to what you want to believe, what you want to feel, what you want to think. And this works really well when I'm helping people with anxiety, with sleeping problems, with relationships where there's been an affair and one person just feels so guilty they can't function, or depressed, or another person is just so anxious that they're going to be cheated on again and they've become anxious about everything and they're not sleeping. It's just relaxing and giving instructions to the mind. So it's really, really powerful. So smoking for me, anyway, started when I was in my teens, and I used it as an escape. First of all, it was an escape to get away from my mum, because she was always chucking me out of the house, made my life so stressful. We didn't get on at all until I left for university, and then we started to get along, not living together. And then I also found that When I was working, in my uni studies, cigarettes were my break from work. When I was working in recruitment, they were my break from doing the calls and emails and things. And I even used to run half marathons, and before the start line, I'd be having a cigarette because I was anxious, and everyone would be looking at me like, what are you doing? You're about to run for 2 hours or however long it takes, and you're just lighting up a cigarette. So it was very bizarre, my attachment to smoking and the beliefs that it was going to help me, which of course is just a complete lie. Of course, it's nice though to take time out for yourself, to breathe deeply, to give yourself time to think. It was more the breathing and the thinking that I really enjoyed. So it got to the point where I hated the smell of smoking. I felt disgusting when I woke up in the morning and I could smell it. And I felt like a failure because I'd failed a few times to give up. And now I'm going to share how it affected my relationship, because even though I was a smoker, when I got with my boyfriend and we moved in together, he used to smoke 40 cigarettes a day inside the house. And we agreed that if we moved, because I couldn't handle 40 cigarettes inside the house that he was smoking every day, like literally walked in and it was just like this thick smoke. And it was so embarrassing when my brother came to stay with me, because I was just like, I can't let my brother live in this apartment. This is just like, this is awful. So we had an agreement that there would be no smoking inside the home. So we moved and he broke it. He said it was too cold, and it wasn't even that cold. I mean, we live in Dubai. So he said it was too cold to smoke outside, and then it just carried on. And so after a while, I felt cheated, I felt lied to, I felt that I was obeying by the rule and that he wasn't. And I just, in the end, couldn't handle it anymore. And I said, I have to move, because it really felt like it was choking me. I just felt ill all the time and things like that. So I know that's extreme, and I'm sure there's people listening here thinking, well, I only have a few a week or a few a night. So of course there are different levels. You need to decide, is it helping you or not helping you? Deep down, would you really like to quit? And is it causing a problem in your relationship? And if so, somehow that needs to be addressed. So now I'm going to share some tips, and I do help many people, as I mentioned, with all different kinds of addiction. Sometimes I use the hypnotherapy, sometimes I use breakthrough program, and sometimes we just use like goal setting and value alignment and tips to swap it with something else. So for some people in relationships, it can destroy the physical attraction due to the smell and the taste. Other times it can have a mental attraction impact, where someone does not respect or admire the person who smokes because they're not looking after their body, they're not living a healthy life. Other times it can affect the couple spending time together. For example, I had a lady share with me that she absolutely hated her date nights, and she would spend the night waiting for her husband to get back from his cigarette smoking when they're in a restaurant. They'd have the first course, then he'd go out and smoke, sometimes one, sometimes two, then he'd come back, then he'd go out again, and she felt like she was spending the night on her own. And I've had that where people have that in the evening as well, like as soon as they've had dinner, one person just goes outside and sits outside and just smokes, and they spend their evenings separate. And shisha addiction, I work with a lot in the Middle East, as it's really popular in this culture, and shisha addiction can also cause a massive gap between the couple if the smoke wants to go to a shisha cafe 3 to 5 nights a week. Some people go 7 days a week, and I've had the non-smoker complain that they're just living separate lives, that they're not doing any special activities together because one is going to sit in a shisha cafe most nights and the other person wants to do some different activities or wants to be at home together. So a lot of people that hire me for this individually to quit, it is really impacting their relationship. However, if someone comes to me for change and they are only motivated to please a romantic partner, I often send them away. Because in order for you really to want to change something, you have to be motivated yourself. You have to realize that there is benefit to you doing it. They don't need to know how we're going to do it. They don't need to know if they can do it. They just need to have that inspiration, that motivation to change. So these are the most common reasons why people come to me to quit smoking. Their hair and clothes capture the smell of smoke and they don't like it. Their nails are stained. Their breath smells. They have low energy levels. The lung capacity is affected and it's difficult to do cardio activities. They're worried about the health of those around them. And obviously they're at a greater risk of developing conditions like heart or lung disease and cancer, etc. Some people have linked it to erectile dysfunction, reduced sexual libido, infertility. So some people come for that. Some people come because they feel weak as they've tried to quit it and they didn't manage, so they want to prove to themselves. Others find conflict in the relationship too much and they want to be more attractive to their partner. Some people come because they don't want their children to smoke and they realise that they need to quit before the children notice and start asking questions. Sometimes it's to save money. They don't want to waste the money on it and have a better financial impact. And some people just can't stand that they get so irritated when they can't smoke. They don't want to be left in that position. So they want to quit because they don't like being so dependent. And some people come to quit smoking because they want to create more time. They realize that it's taking a lot of their time and they want to get that time back. I'm going to share how it impacts relationships now with two different couples and then go into the tips. So Carl contacted me as he saw that I'm doing my holistic life therapy course online. And he wanted to find out how hypnotherapy can help a person with smoking. He'd been married to Chloe for 3 years, and initially he quit smoking for Chloe. But when he went through a stressful period at work, he ended up smoking again and started smoking behind her back. When he started smoking again, he was quite careful to cover his tracks with mouthwash, change of clothes, hair gel, but it got to the point where he started to slack, and Chloe was picking up on the fact that he was smoking again. And she couldn't handle the smell of smoke, so wouldn't want to hug Kyle until he had showered and refused to kiss him because of the smell on his breath. So it was really affecting their affection and intimacy. It was also extremely upsetting for Chloe because her own father was a heavy smoker and died of lung cancer. So she was extremely hurt and distressed for Kyle and what he was doing to himself. And she made an ultimatum when they first met for him to not smoke. And so she felt really betrayed. They're also trying to start a family, and she knew that it can affect fertility. So 2 months before Kyle reached out, she found out that she was pregnant, and she didn't want Kyle to pass on his habits or passive smoke to the baby. This was the wake-up call that Kyle needed now that he was going to be a father, and he wanted to quit for himself, for Chloe and the baby. So he'd quit the day he found out, but he found himself super aggressive, snappy, and really missing it. And he ended up falling back to it. And he heard that the subconscious mind is the area that controls all behavior, and we did his hypnotherapy session. So he's now been very successful in quitting. Their daughter, Rosie, was born, and he hasn't touched anything since. Another couple that I worked with, Christina, she came to me because she was concerned that her husband had a shisha addiction and that if not careful, it will only harm the marriage because she was really thinking of leaving him. And the reason for this was because before they had children, and they've got 3 children, they would occasionally go out for shisha with friends as an alternative to dinners out or drinking. Mustafa enjoys peace and his time alone. And as the house got more and more chaotic with the children, he started going to the shisha cafe after work to unwind before coming home. Christina complained about this, sharing that he's missing time with the children before bath and bedtime, and that he needs to play with the children and then help her to put them to bed. He understood, and he started coming home earlier to be with the children and help Christina. However, once the children were in bed, he started going to shisha cafes. It started as once or twice a week, and then became a daily habit. Even on a date night, after they finished dinner around 10:30 p.m., Christina was tired, so he would take her home and go back out again. Christina asked if he could cut it down, and he said he would see, he would try, but there was really no change in his behaviour. Christina surprised him one day and brought him a shisha pipe for the house, asking him to spend a few more nights in the home and he could smoke on the balcony. However, Mustafa explained that he liked being in a different environment, in different places. He gets bored being in the house. He likes chatting to people when he's there. And it's his relief, his winding down time. And Mustafa struggled to see how he was causing anyone in the family any harm if Christina was asleep and the children were asleep. Mustafa blamed Christina for being controlling. He couldn't understand why he should stay home alone by himself when he's sociable and he likes to see the different scenery and he enjoys it. And Christina was struggling to see the fact that Mustafa is not living the family life. Staying out till 2 a.m, she said, was affecting his energy, his mood the next day. And she also hated the smell of the smoke in his clothes, in his hair. And I'm not sure whether it's true, but around the Middle East, there's a belief, I probably should check, that one shisha is the equivalent to 20 cigarettes in terms of health damage. That's according to what everyone says, so I don't even know if it's true. So she was really, and she told me that as well, and she was really worried about that. And it was affecting their intimacy because he was getting home so late, and Christina certainly didn't want to be woken up to be intimate. And in the morning, he was tired, and she got up early to sort out all the children and get everything ready. So this is how an addiction, and this can be any addiction, can impact couples. There's a lying, there's a separate living, there's a distance, there's a lack of attraction, whether it's mental or physical. So it's really important to find some kind of compromise. So I'm going to go into some tips now. And before I go into some tips, it's important to understand the statistics on nicotine patches. And this is that nicotine patches are only 25% effective in helping someone quit smoking. So rather than the physical addiction, it's the habit and the emotional benefits that we believe, not the physical, that actually create addictions. Because if it was just the chemical side, then nicotine patches would be much more successful. People would get their nicotine and that would be it. And there's countless other studies that show with other different addictions and drugs and things like that, that physical body can adapt very quickly and be fine without that. It's the emotional craving and habit that needs to be addressed underneath it and the different beliefs. So I'm going to share some of the tools and techniques that I use when people come to me wanting to give up an addiction, in this case, smoking addiction. So hypnotherapy, you've heard me talk about that probably a few times. And some people, unfortunately, have a very negative view of hypnotherapy because they relate it to the stage shows where you're going to cluck like a chicken or bark like a dog, or they see it in the movies where they take someone back into their past and they dig up memories. And I don't use hypnotherapy like that at all. All I use it for is when a person is in a very relaxed state, which is just by telling them to focus on their breathing and to relax and to close their eyes. When they're in a relaxed, trancey kind of state, you can then give suggestions to the unconscious mind for the unconscious mind to follow, which is really powerful. So that's why I use hypnotherapy and all the addiction programs that I run for people. And before I have people come to me, whether it's with emotional eating, smoking, alcohol, I have them fill out a chart. And this is the smoking questions, and you can actually apply it to any addiction. And it's a really good thing to do because you'll be able to spot those emotional reasons and triggers, the feelings that lead you to pick up a cigarette, as well as the habits. And this, again, can be for any addiction. So I ask them to answer these 7 questions. What am I feeling when I light up a cigarette or when I pick up that food or when I do whatever? What am I thinking? Who am I with? What time of day is it? How do I feel after? And what was I doing at the time? So you may want to rewind this and play that back, write them down, and then start to do that. Highly recommend you do it for a minimum of 7 days, up to 14 days, every single time. Some people quit smoking just doing this chart for me because they get so fed up of having to write out the answers to these questions that they go off the smoking. And so once I have this, we can look at how to put in positive benefits to quitting smoking, which I tailor for each client, because there's not a one size fits all with giving up an addiction. Of course, some people are motivated to quit smoking because they have children and they don't want their children to smoke. Other people are motivated for their health. Other people are motivated for more attractiveness, a better sex life, more energy. It can be anything. So I first find out the individual reasons, the motivation, the benefits of what quitting smoking is going to bring for them. And let's not forget the financial impact. For a lot of people, especially in certain countries where it's really expensive to smoke, they want to spend that money on holidays, on fun money, and treating themselves to different things. So I take all of this and I create a positive suggestion hypnotherapy track. It is really like a guide of meditation, and it's just telling your mind how you want to be. And then I also will put in, and you can easily be around other smokers and not be tempted. You can easily finish your meal without the urge to have a cigarette. So I find out from that individual, what are their triggers? What are their habits? What are their emotions? And have them visualize in the meditation hypnotherapy track that they can do all of those things without it. So I'm just giving this overview to you so you know how it works. And if you do go and choose someone in your local area, I highly recommend that you choose someone that gives you the recording. Every single hypnotherapy or meditation that I create for someone, I give them the recording, because the unconscious mind follows instructions and does best when these instructions are repeated. Some people can get great results from one session. Other people need to repeat it. And why pay more when you've already paid for that time and that special session? So if you're interested in finding out more about that, you can, of course, email me or go to my website. Everything is listed on there. The second thing is doing some reflection. And this is where I explore with clients the underlying triggers or events that caused them to turn to smoking, or where their need to smoke intensified and became an addiction. We address the underlying beliefs and feelings and change them. For example, one man started smoking when he was touched up by another boy at school at 16. We need to deal with those feelings then. One lady, when her husband cheated, that's when she started smoking, or picked up smoking again. She smoked as a teenager. Another man, when he lost his business. So we need to deal with the underlying emotions and feelings and beliefs, like the man that lost his business felt like, I'm a failure, I'm not good enough, I'm weak. And so the cigarettes were, he believed, helping him with that. So in all these cases, there were strong emotions of anger, betrayal, self-loathing, sadness that were present. Unless the emotions are released, people can go from one addiction to the other, which is why I do my breakthrough programs for people sometimes with addictions. Because let's say I help someone do a smoking hypnotherapy and they quit smoking, and then they get a food addiction, or then they get a shopping addiction, or then they get another addiction. And beneath that is often beliefs like, I'm not enough, I'm disgusting, I lack confidence. And they fill a void in them with the addiction. So helping people to really love themselves, helping people to really become their best version of themselves is so, so important. And being able to clear these triggers can make sure that they're going to live healthy, happy, focused, driven lives and be the person that they want to be. The next thing, that this is an absolute must, healthy alternatives. I really believe, this is my personal belief, with my own addiction experience and helping others, that you can't say to yourself, or it's not very helpful to say to yourself, right, I'm not going to do something, and not give yourself different things to do instead. What are some of the healthy alternatives that you're going to do instead? Like, oh, I'm going to go to the gym. I'm going to drink water. I'm going to have herbal teas. I'm going to do a meditation if I have a craving. I'm going to play some music. I'm going to start salsa lessons. I'm going to do different things. So first of all, when I'm looking at healthy alternatives, I find out when people smoke and what is the emotion. And that's why I do that chart at the beginning. So some people smoke because of boredom. Some people smoke because they need to do something with their hands. Some people smoke to reduce the loneliness. Some people smoke because of stress or anxiety. So we need to deal with those with a different habit. And then the fourth thing is tasking. So sometimes I ask clients to do a task if they smoke. And I designed this with a client and it's like super, super effective. And one guy that I worked with, for example, he used to love it when his car was really clean inside and outside, but he hated cleaning his car. He rarely found the time to do it, and it would irritate him that his car was dirty inside and outside and that he just left it like that. So to help him quit, we said, because he decided he didn't want to give hypnotherapy a go. So we said, okay, so for every cigarette that he smoked, he had to spend an hour cleaning his car. And then if he smoked another cigarette, then he would have to do his wife's car for an hour. And if he had more than two, then he would need to do his mother's car and his brother's car. And he soon stopped smoking because cleaning the cars outweighed the benefits of smoking. So this is kind of like ordeal therapy, tasking therapy. And this is really effective as well. And again, it has to be designed with the client. And then there's values. So in my holistic life therapy training, I teach a lot on values. And it's about motivating someone by what is most important to them in their life. And often people forget about the reasons that they want to live healthy, long lives. They forget, or they just get into the day-to-day life that they haven't really taken time out to look at some new exciting challenges or goals, really special things that they really want to do. So it's so important to remember when it comes to healing from addictions that this is not really you. If it's hurting you, if it's harming you, if it's affecting your relationship, you can change it. The most important thing out of everything I've said is to have that belief in yourself. You are in control. You are in control. Whether it's alcohol, whether it's smoking, whether it's drugs, I get people to really believe that they're in control. And when they really believe that they're in control of the subconscious mind, they become in control. And it's very powerful. So this is the most important thing. Realize that you can control it, even if you've been telling yourself that you can't. If you're interested in finding out more about my breakthrough programs or my hypnotherapy, then feel free to email me, nb@nicolabeer.com, for more information. And there's also the page on my website with the prices and the details of my couples program, my breakthrough program. All the information is there if you would like to find it at nicolabeer.com. Well, thanks for listening. Wishing you a great week ahead. Take care. Bye.
Thank you for listening to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer. To book your free marriage strategy session today, you can visit www.nicolabeer.com, where you can also get the free marriage fixing ebook, request a topic for the show, and make a donation if the show has been of benefit to you and you want to help keep it going. We wish you an amazing, love-filled day ahead. Thanks for listening to the Relationship and Wellness Podcast with Nicola Beer. If you are interested in finding out more about becoming a holistic life therapist, would like to get Nicola's mentorship directly, or check out the award-winning audio programs, visit www.nicolabeer.com today. Subject to availability, a waitlist may apply.